Marketing Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Call us now, and we'll dish that listing. We will. Yes, sir, indeed we will. 888-723-4630. We're on the line with Kat from Pittsburgh, California.
And I'm very interested in this subject of being goal-oriented and being deadline-oriented, because I think, you know, being an entrepreneur and writing entrepreneur tips for people, I want to get to the bottom of this whole thing. Kat, what kind of work did you do before you became an eBay seller?
Oh, I worked in retail.
Well, that
department
helps.
Store managers, that sort of thing.
Well, you had to be at work at a certain time. You had projects, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's just it. Organization is my thing. I have to be organized.
Okay. So I'm going to add to the list of this research I'm doing. I'm going to add organize as well as deadline.
Well, that's the thing. If you're organized, then it goes faster and smoother, and you don't get frustrated, and so you makes it easier to keep to the task that you've set.
So the first thing you
did, if you have to keep hunting for a pen, you're never going to get the letter written.
So the first thing you did was you became organized, or you are organized. The next thing you did was you do make deadlines for yourself. You would be deadline-oriented because every day you have made a goal. So that's the second thing you did, was you made your goals to list 10 a day. And so then you have to pretty much be deadline-oriented to do that. So you need all three of those skills. Thank you for that. You've given me some food for thought, and I'm going to do some more research on those three things, because I think if we get those three things together, we're going to be more successful than we ever dreamed of selling on eBay and in any endeavor we do in life. Kat, thank you so much for being a first-time listener and a first-time caller today. We appreciate it.
Well, as I said, I do have a question besides the organization thing that I was talking about.
Okay, go ahead.
That may be where I can come in.
Yeah, maybe we'll let Griff talk now.
A few times when I've gone to list things, I've gotten frustrated over some of eBay's policies because of, well, take for example, Native Indians, using the word Indian. Like I was trying to list a listing for, you know, Viewmasters, you know, the things little kids used to use, and some of the reels are titled Indian Arts and Crafts, Indian Ceremonial, because they're from the 40s. And eBay kept flagging it and wouldn't let me put the post in unless I kept taking the words Indians out of everything. But it's a selling point. Somebody might be wanting to collect, you know, stereoscope pictures of Indian arts and crafts.
Have you tried putting the words in quotes? So if it's a title.
No, I've never tried using quotes for anything.
So if it's the title of the actual Viewmaster circle, the circle with the slides on it, I'm assuming that's what it is.
Yeah.
Just put the, and it's titled, what's one of the titles of one of these?
Indian Arts and Crafts.
So I would put Indian Arts and Crafts in quotation mark and see if that makes a difference.
And that'll keep it from, and then like one is Navajo Indian.
You're going to have to let us know after you try it. I'm asking you to try it. I don't know if that's how it works. There are some automatic blocks in place for certain words in certain categories. This may be the way around to try it and see if that'll work.
Yeah, because unfortunately, you know, with only limited number of character spaces, you don't want to put in a lot of words. But
well, quotes just take up too.
Indian.
So if it doesn't work, send the example to me, and I will forward it to our policy team and ask them for their take on this. Because if the item is actually called. And you're listing it in which category?
Yeah, because I understand that, you know, they're trying to stop people from claiming things are Indian-made unless... Because, like,
Wait. Which category were you trying to list that in?
This is listed in collectible Viewmasters.
Oh, Viewmasters.
Photographic
images,
contemporary Viewmaster.
Yeah, so that should be okay. So if putting quotes doesn't work, send me all the details to griff@ebay.com using regular email, not into community messages. I can't forward those. And I will find out what's up. Why can't she list this?
I just put in, because I was being quick about it, I just revised it to say Indian Arts with quotes on it, and it did take it, so that did work.
Yay!
Thank you.
Kat, thank you so much. We love first-time listeners and first-time callers, and I'm glad we helped you today.
Yeah, and I especially love getting an answer right by guessing.
Exactly, and Kat?
Well, I've never considered using any kind of punctuation in a title again because it uses up space unnecessarily.
And normally you would be absolutely right.
But this time it works. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on eBay, but 15-plus ridiculous years, and so I usually think I know everything. But every once in a while, you never know, you can learn something. That's great.
Kat, thank you so much for your call today. I hope we hear from you again a lot. Thank you.
You know, I try to imagine life sometimes knowing everything, and it sounds like it's a noble lifetime endeavor to try to know more. But can you imagine if you actually knew everything?
Well,
how annoying you would be to other people.
I had an aunt who knew everything.
And she was annoying?
As hell.
See?
We loved her, but...
The only way that you can get away with that is to have extremely good timing and know when and when not to say something. You know what I'm saying?
I get it, babe. Now we go to Salt Lake City, Utah for our drop shipping report with Michelle Long, brought to you by DOBA, Product Sourcing Simplified. Hi, Michelle. Take it away.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Griffin Lee. I was laughing at that last comment. My husband thinks he knows everything, but...
Well, there you go. Oh, well, that's a different... Don't get me started.
Typical man.
Well, with the holiday shopping in full effect, I wanted to just talk about an easy way for eBay sellers to drive more sales. And one of the best features to take advantage of is the eBay Promotions Manager. It's easy to use, and it's free to store subscribers. Limited-time deals will help eBay sellers stand out and attract more customers. And sellers can feature relevant merchandise by paying close attention to key categories that eBay actively promotes. And if sellers don't have products in those specific categories, they should consider a dropshipping model. To identify top-rated suppliers who offer promotional discount pricing on a regular basis, eBay sellers can visit doba.com/eBay radio. This is Michelle Long reporting from Salt Lake City. Now back to you, Griffin Lee.
So one of these days, Michelle, we'll have a talk about husbands. Thank you so much for your and co-hosts.
Girls.
See,
girls.
Griff is my work husband, my
radio
husband.
Girls.
Yes, darling.
I think all of us sisters can talk about our husbands.
Oh, okay.
Okay, girls.
I'm sorry. Forgot.
Jeez.
You're one of us. Thank you. Michelle, we'll talk, honey. Bye.
Bye, Michelle. And I think we might have shocked her into silence.
And it's so true. Everybody, you know, relationships are what they are. Male, female, whatever. You know?
Well, that's what boutique cafes are for. So that we women can get together and just sit around and talk and roll our eyes about men. You can't live with them, and apparently you can't get paid as much as they do.
And you can't shoot them.
Well, you can.
Can't live with them, can't kill them.
Right,
I don't know.
Well, you can.
You know, you're a loser no matter what. Listen, to find the eBay Radio, you want to be a winner. To find the eBay Radio Group newsletter, you go to ebayradio.com. Sign into community, then scroll down past the start a discussion.
Yeah.
Find the post with the word newsletter in its title, and you'll find instructions in the newsletter for how to subscribe. Then you'll receive it twice a week right in your inbox, including on Tuesdays, the secret word to win the Duck Quack Prize.
And then you'll have no excuse for missing the show.
None.
And we will not take an excuse.
Exactly. You got it.
We will simply fold our arms in front of us and say, sorry, no.
So poor Betsy. Everybody's coming to Betsy for stuff this morning. She must feel like a mother this morning. Somebody on the chat board said, hi, everyone. E. Betsy, I don't know how to put up our Chicago meetup next Wednesday. Can you help? And that happened at the same time that I sent her, Betsy, help me with my signature on the chat board. And Betsy...
Can't you leave her alone? She's busy.
And then I sent her, this is a funny one, Help, I have a cold. I can't think of trivia questions. Send me trivia questions.
Help, I have a pimple on the back of my neck. Will you pop it for me, Betsy?
God.
Help, Betsy, I need someone to do this laundry. Will you come over and do it for
us?
But
you know something about Betsy?
She'd do it.
Absolutely, she would. That's the problem with Betsy. She will help you in a New York minute. It's not a problem, but it's for her it probably is, you know. But you can always count on her.
Yeah.
You know, when the chips are down.
Yep, so, you can. That's
yes,
true.
Yes, you can. Absolutely count on her. Well, we're going to have a trivia question in the next segment.
Are you sure?
Yep, which is coming up here in just a minute or two.
What are you giving away?
So I'm going to give away, I have this adorable eBay coaster.
Oh, you do?
It's eBayana, and it's a coaster.
No.
And that's what I'd like to give away in the next segment is eBayana, and it's going to be an eBay coaster, and it's brand new. It's packet, you know, it's still in the little, surround thing, wrap thing or whatever it's called that it was in.
Yeah.
And, you can give it away. You can sell it on eBay. You can use it yourself on your desk. So, and we don't care if you sell them on eBay. A lot of people sell their eBayana.
Yeah.
On eBay, and that would be just fine. So we'll give you a trivia question coming up here in just a couple of minutes after the commercials, and we're going to give that away. And then we have $25 in gift certificates to give, one gift certificate to give away, in the next hour, and another eBayana.
Another?
Yes.
Wow. So many. Well, this was fun. Let's do this again in a few minutes. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. It's your turn to call us. Yeah, why don't you do some work? 888-723-4630. Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
Your eBay store always has such a great selection of hot-selling merchandise. How do you know what to buy?
It's not what I know, it's who I know. I buy liquidation goods through the B-Stock Sourcing Network.
What's that?
B-Stock works directly with leading retailers to liquidate their excess and returned inventory at prices way below retail. It used to be that only a select few companies could buy that merchandise, but B-Stock leveled the playing field. It's now available to big and small buyers alike, with no middleman and no markup.
How does it work?
First, I find great deals at BStockSourcing.com. I can shop by the pallet or by the truckload across dozens of categories. Then I apply for permission to bid. Once I'm approved, I just bid on the goods I want.
BStockSourcing.com, huh?
Yep, it's BStockSourcing.com. It's a better way to buy liquidation inventory.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 392.
During the holidays, sometimes the buyer wants the item they buy to be sent to someone as a gift. Tim Chapman is known on eBay as top-rated seller, Mr. Dot Customer Service. He says here's what you have to do.
They want to ship it to their friend as a gift. You know, they don't want to give it to them and then ship it out there. So you put a little note in there, you're willing to ship to, you know, your gift recipient, that type of thing. And just be the golden rule on if you're the customer, what would you want to see on the person's listing?
I don't ship to anybody else's address, no.
You want it, you'll ship it. They put it in the eBay notes. eBay will back you up and ship it out. I have no problem.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Doba Product Sourcing Simplified. Our holiday hotline is open just for you. That's our phone line. We just gave it a new name for the holidays, 888-723-4630.
So are you ready for the trivia question?
Well.
It's an easy one. You can Google it.
Well, okay.
When is Cyber Monday?
It's on a Monday.
When is Cyber Monday is the trivia question.
It's the day after Cyber Sunday.
First caller at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630 is going to win this lovely eBay Anna, which is a coaster, an eBay coaster.
A coaster.
Exactly.
So I called into the show and I got a t-shirt that says all I got was this lousy coaster.
Exactly.
That's cool.
No, it's an eBay Anna thing.
Okay, I'm excited.
You know, I mean,
here, babe, if you like it, I like it.
I love it. It's so cute. Do you remember those eBay coasters?
Yes. How could I ever forget them?
Okay, again, the question is, when is Cyber Monday? First caller at 888-RADIO-30.
It's the day before the eBay question, radio show.
To answer the question.
Why?
When is Cyber Monday is going to get that lovely piece of eBay Anna, which I happen to know what it is today. It's going to be a coaster with the eBay logo on it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yes, don't even say a word.
I won't.
Okay, sometimes you like to give away stuff.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's quite all right. So, Griff, I'm excited about this article I'm writing.
You're writing an article?
Griff, I said it at the beginning of the show that I'm writing.
What show?
I'm doing research on the goal-oriented thing.
On
helping people actually, you know, make a goal to list, because I'm going to do that.
Is the goal to finish this article?
The goal is to make goals so that you can be more successful in your eBay business.
Ah, more success. You know, there's something to be said about more successful.
Yes, there is.
I think there is.
So
I think you may be onto something.
We've come up with the three things today, and I was doing deadline and goals. See, that's what I was doing the article on, but I'm adding organized now. Organized, yeah. Because if she's absolutely right.
Or if you drive a taxi with a mohawk, you're looking to get organized. What? I'm just a walking fountain of trivia.
Because she's right. If you are not organized.
Organized.
Deadlines and goals aren't going to matter.
Yeah, they're not.
Exactly.
You're just going to be tripping over yourself.
That's exactly right. So you know what?
What?
Cat loves us so much she cannot leave us alone.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
She absolutely adores us. Hello, Cat. How are you?
Yeah.
Did I mention that I worked retail my entire life?
Yes, you did.
Cyber Monday is the 28th.
Yes, it is. Oh, you're right.
Ta-da! You know, this is why it's good to have at least one listener to this show, because they can call in and win stuff so easily.
You picked such an easy question for me anyway. Like I said, I worked retail for forever. And yes, after everybody finishes shopping, all the Black Fridays and whatnot, everything they can't get, the minute they get to work on Monday morning, they log in and they start shopping on Amazon for everything else.
So, Kat, you worked in retail. So what's going on in retail this time of year? When we go in and we see stuff on sale, it says holiday sales. Is that stuff?
You know, yeah, I got all the rotten fruit and vegetables thrown at me for being able to put up Christmas the day after Labor Day. It's a lot of work. It takes a lot of time to put it up, and there's a lot of inventory, and there's nothing else to fill the store with because summer's over. So in the retail, you can't help it. The Christmas has to go up. There's nothing else to put in its place. And if the customers didn't put it in their shopping cart, the stores would stop doing it.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know what you do here?
What?
You send email to me, Kat, and my name is Lee, L-E-E, at voicemarketing, V-O-I-C-E, marketing.com. And in the subject line, if you could put, I won the trivia contest.
Sounds good.
And if you could send that to me today, I'd appreciate it so we can get that right out to you, okay?
I had to put my camera down. I was taking pictures of things for eBay, and you went, oh, no, I know that answer. I don't even have to look.
What are you listing? What are you listing today?
Today I am listing some craft items from a fair that I finished. All my Christmas craft fairs are all done. So I have some stoves and handmade purses and things like that of my craft that are actually getting listed today.
That you make yourself?
Yeah, I just do. My hubby watches far too much TV, and while he's watching TV, I do crafts because I can't stop myself. And so I do craft fairs, you know, church boutiques and that sort of thing, but they're all done with now, and so the extras have to go on eBay to get listed.
Well, that's terrific. So we're going to have to give us your eBay ID again so we can see your handmade stuff.
Bear like feet, barefoot, and cat. So it's bear cat.
So hold on, I'm going to go there right now. Griff, let's go look at her stuff.
Okay.
I don't think I have any craft things on there yet. Like I said, I'm listing. That's what I'm doing today.
Oh,
is my listing,
but that's but okay. We're going to look. Is it K-A-T-T, two T's?
Yeah, B-A-R-E-K-A-T-T.
B-A-R-E-K-A-T-T.
I mostly just have collectibles up today.
Bearcat.
Okay, we're going to look at your collectibles then. Oh.
Oh, no.
Woman's plus size. Oh, that's good.
All kinds of strange. Yeah, I don't have one particular category. I was just trying to see if, do I have any crafts up yet? I don't think so.
Okay, men's Oakland A's athletic team. Oh, they should go. That should go well. That's a new one.
Ooh.
Two.
What's this stuff? I want this.
What are you looking at?
Oh, my little dangle rabbit earrings. Those I made. Those are on there.
Yeah, I want this bark cloth. Two panels of bark cloth.
Where is that?
Yeah, like I said, I'll buy anything.
No, bark cloth. I need
Friday,
it.
Buying who knows what.
Well, thank you for calling, honey. I need that bark cloth.
Oh, well, we'll fight you. We'll fight.
Okay.
Oh, you lost it. Sorry. This segment was brought to you by DOBA. 888-723-4630. Join us in our second hour coming right up on eBay Radio. Ask Griffin Lee.
You'd like to expand your inventory, so you need to find a profitable niche. Maybe even more than one. But you don't have anywhere to store those items, let alone time to ship them. What do? You need DOBA. DOBA's hot products list includes thousands of best-selling items drop-shipped straight from their manufacturers. You can stock your eBay store in minutes right from DOBA's website, complete with professional stock photos and full item descriptions. When one product line cools off, you can quickly find another to take its place. DOBA's featured products all come from verified suppliers, so you can be sure they're reliable. You can trust them to have your items in stock and fulfill orders quickly. And since you don't have to worry about shipping, you can spend more time growing your sales. Try DOBA free for 30 days. No credit card required at DOBA.com. That's D-O-B-A. DOBA.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's T-A-M-E-Bay.com.
What have we here? Aren't you a little too old to be sitting on Santa's lap?
Maybe, but I don't know who else to ask about the collectible toys I just scored at an estate sale. I figured you'd know what they're worth.
I only know who's naughty or nice. Try WorthPoint. They're the world's largest online resource for valuing art, antiques, and collectibles.
How do they know what my toys are worth?
WorthPoint has a huge database of more than 300 million items with sold prices, plus a library of reference books and price guides. They've even got a catalog of maker's marks and other identifiers.
So WorthPoint can tell me what something is and what it's worth? That's pretty cool.
Here's something even cooler. For every annual subscription purchased this November and December, Worth Point will donate $10 to Toys for Tots because they believe in giving back. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to worthpoint.com. Now, get off my lap.